I'm George Walker. Water by the Spoonful at IU's Wellsmatz Theater is Kira Allegri Houdis' Pulitzer Prize-winning play. The play's a character-rich evening with two stories that come together only in the second act. Elliot Ortiz, an engaging Peter Ruiz, is a Puerto Rican-Iraq war veteran who's clean but was addicted to painkillers during rehab. He's working in a sandwich shop, wants to be an actor. His cousin Yasmin, a resolute Taylor Harmon, is finding teaching rock and rollers to appreciate the free jazz of John Coltrane disappointing. In the second story, Odessa Ortiz, Elliot's mother, runs a chat room for recovering addicts. The older, magnetic Chutes and Ladders, Dwayne Watson, works for the IRS. Orangutan, a young 3-month success, an appealing Casey Jun Hyun Kwan, is a Japanese adoptee raised in a small town in Maine. Fountainhead, an engagingly egotistical Jay Hampel, upsets the balance and with his efforts helps us explore the day-to-day, hour-by-hour difficulties of staying clean. The flexible Wellsmatz Theater is a challenge for directors and designers. For this show, it's set up in a horseshoe with the stage thrust into the audience. Scenic designer Christopher Mueller has divided the floor with raised platforms for the chatters, the backdrop a large abstract set of paintings, which are moved around and occasionally help focus the action. I was sitting in the center, and this gave Chutes and Ladders and Orangutan an advantage in proximity. Odessa, leading the chat, was in the middle, and Fountainhead, with good projection and diction, was all the way in the back. Elliot and Yasmin were mostly in the middle, but Yasmin's class and their presentation at the funeral was way in the back. A microphone for the funeral might be in order. Costume designer Rachel Saylor helped pace the drama. Chutes and Ladders was in a bathrobe at home, tie and jacket in the office. Orangutan had a nice skirt and top set, a flashy disco outfit, and a more comfortable travel suit. Elliot did have a suit for the funeral and a more casual set. Yasmin moved from pants to a black dress for the funeral and then to shorts and a rustic top. With the death of Mamie Ginny, who raised Elliot, the planning of the funeral brings old baggage up for their and our consideration. We learn what was only hinted in the first act, that Mamie Ginny was a force in the neighborhood, both politically and in direct loving support of persons who were hungry and homeless. Despite Odessa's good work as a moderator of a chat room for addicts, we learn that her addiction led to a tragedy that even years later still festers with Elliot's desire for revenge. Is it fair to tell you that there is a happy ending to Water by the Spoonful? I think so, but if you don't, stop listening. Odessa has a stroke, and despite his desire for revenge, Elliot still feels for her and enlists Fountainhead to care for her. The ghost that pursues Elliot is exorcised. Elliot and Yasmin go to Puerto Rico. He decides to pursue acting in California. She's already sold her piano to buy the family's home in Philadelphia and to continue Mamie Ginny's work. They toss Mamie Ginny's ashes, and the house lights go out. The production of Water by the Spoonful, directed by Rachel Nicole Pierce, plays November 8th through the 16th. Even though I've given you the reassuring outline, there's lots of richly imagined and presented detail, with interesting and multidimensional characters to enjoy in this involving production. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.